Hi, everybody. Welcome back to WFAN's Baseball Insiders Yankees Spring Training Podcast for Friday, March 26th. The Yankees starting rotation is now set. Domingo Germán has beaten out Davey Garcia for the fifth starter spot, as we kind of assumed over the course of this last week or so, the last couple of outings that Garcia has put together. Just struggled a little bit, and being able to send him down, Herman's efficiency, his effectiveness, that really obviously is the separator right there. It doesn't mean we won't see Davey Garcia again. In fact, that's exactly what Aaron Boone told Garcia when he let him know the news earlier on Friday that he would not break camp as a member of the starting rotation for the Yankees.
We continue to be really excited about Davey and continue to be really excited about the strides that he's continued to make in his craft. I would say from going back to last spring to summer camp to how he finished the year to where he is now, you know, he continues to develop as a pitcher. And, you know, I think the message to him, you know, that I tried to convey was stay ready. We're going to need you. You're going to be a big part of this, chances are. And make sure you're handling your business down there as far as putting yourself in line to be the guy we go to, because, you know, there's probably going to be a time when in the month of April where we may go to a six starter at some point here or there. You know, obviously things are going to come up throughout the year. We're going to need guys. And he has, you know, shown himself to be a guy with a lot of promise, not only for our future, but I think he's really going to help us this year.
Aaron, besides be ready, what did you leave Garcia with as far as what he does well and what he needs to do better?
Yeah, I mean, a lot of what I said, you know, and a lot of what I've talked with you guys with, you know, this entire spring is, you know, obviously he's a guy that we love his confidence and his moxie and his feel to pitch on the mound. I think one thing that's stood out to me and what I conveyed to him was how well he takes instruction and can apply that and make adjustments. You know, I think, you know, with his last couple outings where he gets just a little out of whack with his delivery and gets a little rotational, you know, making sure he's working really hard to make sure that's airtight, because when it is, he's a dynamic pitcher. And, you know, so I think he's keenly aware of what he needs to do, what his focus needs to be, what he needs to work on each and every day with making sure he's mechanically in line and, you know, make sure he's locked in when hopefully opportunity knocks for him.
There's still a lot to be excited about Davey Garcia, still very young, what he can do on the mound. You've seen glimpses of it. It's not unusual for a kid this age to be sent back down right now. And hopefully for the Yankees, and hopefully for him, the next time he comes back up, it's up to stay. Now, that might actually mean an injury of some kind at this point, but there are going to be opportunities, as Boone mentioned, to drop in a sixth starter. And it might not be long before you see Davey Garcia back pitching in some form or fashion for the Yankees. This year, more than any, you're going to rely on plenty of starters, not just 5, 6, or 7, but maybe 8, 9, or 10. And Garcia certainly in line there. Gerrit Cole made his final spring appearance, and it was a good one. Gerrit Cole will now take the ball next for the Yankees for real on opening day. Had a chance to talk to him about that after his outing on Friday night. Gerrit, the next time you pitch, you're going to be pitching an opening day at Yankee Stadium in front of fans. And does it feel like you've waited a really long time for that?
Yeah, it does. To use a baseball term, it feels like it kind of got dry humped. I anticipate there being you know, some energy. It's been a long time since people in New York have been able to get to a baseball game. So looking forward to it, looking forward to my family being there. And so hopefully we come out crisp, play a nice game, set the tone for the season.
I would encourage your family can still bring their radio to the game. Just a quick plug there.
Of course. They love the radio crew here in New York. Big fans.
When spring training started, we were talking about the question marks in the rotation behind you. As you've gotten to watch everybody work, how do you feel about the rest of the pitchers, starting pitchers behind you?
Yeah, I mean, it's hard not to feel really good. I think everybody's feeling really good, which is a good sign. And you know, I think guys are pleased with some of their execution so far, and you know, everybody is seemingly, you know, settled in. The regular season brings a kind of a new set of challenges, and I'm sure there'll be some adjusting come April and May. You know, but heck, we're getting out of the gate six deep. I mean, I know we're not gonna, I don't think we're gonna carry six, but boy, that's that, you know, that doesn't happen quite so often. So, you know, we're in a good spot.
Cole ended up dodging a couple of questions about the sticky substance pine tar rule that MLB is going to start to enforce a little bit more, and Cole's role in the lawsuit that was dismissed by with the Angels clubhouse manager, who had some text messages, including one from Garrett Cole about making sure he had some stuff to apply to the ball. Cole seems to be shying away from that. He's not under oath here, so it's hard to get him to answer, but it seems pretty clear, and he's not the only one, that there are pitchers who like to use something to get a grip on the ball. Plenty of hitters are in support of that as well, because they know that the pitchers aren't getting away and aren't going to hit him in the head. There's a fine line in there. At some point, there are plenty of people who think a legal substance would help, but right now it seems like we're going to see how far MLB goes in enforcing this rule, and who gets caught, I guess, more than anything else. I don't know if this is the Michael Pineda rule. It's been quite a long time since we saw that incident, but we will see how this plays out. Anyway, the Yankees' rotation is set. Jameson Taillon is going to work in a simulated game on Saturday. Corey Kluber is set to pitch on Sunday. Although, remember, there's an off day after opening day, and if that stays, if weather doesn't get into the issue, I would still think that Kluber has a good chance of pitching the second game after Garrett Cole, and Taillon the third. I think that'll be determined with more, a little bit more of a side session sim game exercise for Taillon in between, but we'll see. Either way, those two guys are there. Jordan Montgomery is there. And now we know Domingo Germán is there. So the Yankees' rotation is set. Still a couple of roster decisions to be made, and those could come to light on Saturday. Make sure you subscribe to WFAN's Baseball Insiders, Yankees Spring Training Podcast. Our Mets one is on the WFAN Baseball Insiders as well. And that comes to you courtesy of Ed Coleman. Hit subscribe, and you get them to you delivered daily. And these will be continuing in some form during the regular season as well. So look forward to that. Also on the radio on Sunday morning, Ed Coleman and I with our final spring training radio show as we get you set for opening day, which is this coming Thursday. Thank you for listening. I'm Sweeney Murdy.